the movers, shakers, and playmakers on a national scene as far as people like Roger Wicker. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Well, it's good to be on the number one site.
Well, there you
Thanks
go.
Thanks for having me.
This is, no doubt about it. You in Washington or you at home?
I'm in Washington, D.C.
Washington,
it's a beautiful day.
Well, look, so many things going on. And we got some other cuts there, too, about and I was going to mention this and see if we could squeeze it in the next segment. Professor Turley, a liberal professor, addressed, addressed the Senate hearing talking about the chief executive, the executive branch is changing, and we are at a tipping point in America, especially with these executive actions. And once you hear that, and I'll play it a little bit later on after we say goodbye, but it's a little bit scary what's going on in Washington.
Well, of course, I think that was a House hearing.
Was it a House hearing?
I think it was very appropriate to have him. Professor Turley, we've been seeing him on TV since the Clinton impeachment. And, you know, sometimes I agree with him and sometimes I don't. But I think he's right on when he says there's just an unbelievable executive overreach of this administration. And it needs to be stopped. What we found when we file suit, it takes forever to get through the courts. But generally, when we get to the Supreme Court, not by 5-4 majorities, but by usually unanimous opinions, agrees with the Congress that the president has overreached. They did this on the recess appointments just recently in 9-0. Just a complete smackdown of what the president had tried to do and saying he could determine when Congress is and is not in session. So once we get it to the Supreme Court, we usually win these issues.
Well, and I don't know what the other tools in the bag that you could use. I mean, in this lawsuit may be the thing that's needed, whether people think it's politically correct or not. I did have you on, too, because I wanted to ask you about this bill. You've introduced in Trafficking Act in legislation aimed to combat human trafficking and empower the victims. And people may not realize this, but we talk every year, thousands of people in this country through, as you mentioned, no fault of their own, are forced into modern-day slavery. And we've seen how this has even affected the state of Mississippi here. But speak to that.
Well, there's no question about it. And, you know, sometimes people get up on the floor of the Congress and talk about a war on women in political terms. The real war on women is usually on underage women, bought and sold for sex trafficking, prostitution rings at the Super Bowl, some 5,000 instances probably last year, according to the Polaris Project, which works on things like this. And it's just completely unacceptable in 2014 for us to be having this sort of third world type modern day slavery in the United States. We fought it on the international basis. We fight it in the United Nations. We fight it with treaties. Our State Department rates countries on the basis of how effectively they fight human trafficking, and yet it continues. So, what I did was put together a lot of ideas that people had brought forward on a piecemeal basis, and sort of put them in a comprehensive act. And frankly, I've been real pleased with the response we've gotten. You know, a trucker called me and said, you know, I see this in my profession. We see it up and down the interstate highways in the United States. And they talk about needing to fight this, you know, in among that profession. So it's a real problem, and I'm glad people are taking an
interest. Well, it's needed. What does your legislation do? Does it increase the penalties, or what does it do?
Well, for one thing, it tries to treat the delinquent, usually it's an underage girl, frankly, although this does apply to, of course, everybody of all ages and both sexes. But we try to treat these gals as victims, as the victims they are, rather than as a perpetrator. I mean, they're engaged in illegal activity, but there's no question they've been victimized. And so we give an opportunity for pilot programs in the various states that look a lot like this Hawaii Girls Court program. You know, we have drug courts that are being used very effectively in the state of Mississippi
yeah.
to rehab people and put them back on their feet. So we want to acknowledge in our court system and ought to acknowledge that these underage females are victims, and we need to get them back with their families if we can get them rehabbed and not put them in the jail as perpetrators. So first thing. And then we do insist that on penalties. We think that victims ought to be able to sue these pimps and Johns for perpetrating an assault.
I love hearing you say sue the pimps.
The statute of limitations on that.
A lot of this has got to be exacerbated about what's going on the border, because are we not going to get a bill? We're not going to get any legislation this year, apparently. That's the word on the Hill, that nothing's going to happen this year. When does Congress recess?
Well, the Congress will take an August break.
An August break.
And I guess, you know, a lot of people are up for re-election, so probably there won't be much going on in October. But we'll have a except for October and August, when we'll be back in our states, we'll be in session right up till
every single. How in the world do you address this?
Let me tell you this, Paul. I want our listeners to understand. The Republican House of Representatives under John Boehner is passing legislation hand over fist, and I think they're the sort of things that our radio listeners on Supertalk would be pleased with. The problem is one person, and his name is Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader. He's the only person in the government,
yeah.
by law, who can bring a bill to the floor, and he simply time and time again.
Well, I understand that, but the president's using this.
Really should be the issue between now and November.
Every venue, the president's using this, that if they would just do what I want, we could pass legislation, which is absolutely ridiculous. We did that, and we got something called Obamacare. I have no idea what's going to happen with this in the future, but how do we stop this? Because, look, you see the pictures of these kids. They are innocent. They are beautiful. They are in our laps now. We don't know what to do with them. We know we need to send 1 in 6 say immigration is the most important U.S. problem. It is the number one thing, and we want some kind of a resolution, but everybody's scared as hell of the word amnesty. And most people don't even understand what the word amnesty means and what form. We're confused.
Well, okay, there's no need to talk about amnesty when we're dealing with this current crisis from Central America. I've co-sponsored with Senator Cornyn what he calls the Humane Act. And frankly, the humane thing to do is to, as quickly as possible, get these Central American children back to their native countries and back to their own homes, where they should be. Their parents have been told, and they've gotten leaflets, some through organized crime,
mm-hmm.
if they'll just get up to the border of the United States of America, they can go find a distant relative and stay in America for the rest of their lives. We need to start demonstrating as quickly as possible that these folks are going to be turned around and going to ship them back to their homes.
I think, Senator, we're almost out of time.
Parents.
But I think that's the only solution to this, because if not, we're going to get up. And by the way, we've gone from $2 billion to $3.7 billion, and that's inclusive, and that's growing, too. So, look, thank you.
For way less than that, we could put them all on a first-class ticket back to their home cities.
Yeah, I think Coburn said that when somebody jumped on him.
That's right.
As always, sir, thank you very much. Next time you're in town, please stop in.
Thank you much.
You got it. One and only Roger Wicker and more.